In the internet age, the responsibility for setting the bounds of privacy lies as much with us and the internet giants as it does with government and the law. So how do we find our bearings in this jungle where norms of privacy are constantly shifting between country, culture, generation and context? The detail may be complicated, but the guiding principles are not. We've already established one. A genuine public interest overrides our right to privacy in respect of certain kinds of information in a specific context. Beyond that, in the vast territories where there's no legitimate public interest, only the prurience of the voyeur and the greed of the paparazzi, there's a second simple principle. You decide. You decide what you want to share with me, and I decide what I want to share with you. This brings us back to where we started, with Nina Simone and the fundamental case for free expression. What it means to be me. I wish you could know what it means to be me. The right to free expression is a right to express what I want to, but also not to express it if I don't want to, subject only to that exception for the public interest. It provides for the robust freedom of what's said, but also for the delicacy of the unspoken. Privacy and free speech are therefore at the deepest level not enemies but allies and friends. They're two sides of the same golden coin, and the currency of that coin is civilization.